after promises from the city of unprecedented security measures. Yesterday's annual pre-dawn Juve celebration in Brooklyn was still marred by violence. A 17-year-old man and a 22-year-old woman were killed in two different shooting incidents. Now questions are being raised about the future of the event. Mayor de Blasio has said it's time again to start thinking about what to do next year, and many people took to Twitter to hold elected officials to task for not doing more sooner. Era Lewis is one of those who's been calling for a change in the celebration. He's the host of Inside City Hall on New York One, and he joins us now. Errol, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So in the Daily News last week, you wrote that you were worried that thousands of New Yorkers would be, and I'm going to quote you here, needlessly exposed to proven preventable danger in the streets, calling it the predictable consequence of inviting hundreds of thousands of people to drink and go in the streets with no clear limits of kind of this place behavior. What would you see has changed?
Oh, nothing. I mean, that was frankly, I wrote a column last year after last year's murders at the same event. In the same place, which happens to be the neighborhood I live in, and strongly recommended last year that there either be a radical change in how it's done or an end to it. The choices are really kind of simple. There's no other event, probably in North America, certainly not in New York City, where you invite hundreds of thousands of people to go into the streets at 4 o'clock in the morning in an area that's heavy with gang activity, and kind of hope for the best. I mean, it's extraordinary, and it doesn't work. And I think we've seen that in the past, and after the extraordinary measures that were put in place didn't stop violence last night, I think it should be pretty clear.
You've said it's political cowardice for an unwillingness among elected officials to consider holding the event at a different time or place. What have you heard from those officials that makes you say that?
Oh, well, I've had many of them on. I mean, I had the borough president, Eric Adams, on my show. I had Jumaane Williams, a councilman who has funded this completely disorganized group that sponsors the Juve celebrations. I've had Senator Kevin Parker on. I've had City Council Member Lori Cumbo on. I've talked with all of them about this. And the very first thing that comes out of their mouth is, well, we're not going to cancel Juve. So they start from the standpoint of no matter what happens, they want to make sure hundreds of thousands of people are roaming the streets at 4 o'clock in the morning. And it's out of a completely misguided sense that this is some strong cultural tradition that the public in their districts really wants to have in place no matter what. That's simply not true. My grandparents are Trinidadian. I come out of this so-called culture. The reality is that Juve, as practiced in the Caribbean, happens in February. This is all a cultural transplant. It's all a cultural sort of invention. What's been invented can be altered or uninvented or, frankly, rooted out if necessary. But rather than risk losing a few votes, these folks start with the standpoint that we have to be able to do this rather than take the hard decision. And believe me, you're not going to find any of them around today. I'm glad you were able to find me. Good luck trying to find any of them. But you're not going to find any of them at the funerals or willing to stand up and say, we apologize. We let this get out of hand. We're going to do something different. We're going to stop it if we have to. They won't do that, and that's the lack of leadership that I have decried.
Now, last week, the police commissioner, Bill Bratton, said previous parades that had been plagued by violence, like the St. Patrick's Day Parade over the years, the Puerto Rican Day Parade, had managed to get control of public safety, after working on it. He's confident that this one could be made safe as well. Do you think that's a possibility?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, how about we start with something simple like making sure that the group that sponsors it has a permit? Today was the first time in something like 30 years, Richard, that the group, Juve International, even bothered to get a city permit to have this event. And they get city money. Council member Jumaane Williams has funneled taxpayer dollars to this group, which didn't even bother to sort of file a piece of paper to say that they'd be held responsible for whatever happened. That's one thing. Another change that would make a lot of sense would be to hold it at daybreak rather than at 4 o'clock in the morning, which is, in effect, in the middle of the night. That would be another good idea. A third would be to do what we do and what we see on New Year's Eve in Times Square, which is you organize entry and exit to the event area in such a way that people will be screened. And you tell people, There will be no backpacks. There will be no, there will be abundant opportunities to screen for weapons. And if you come with a weapon, we will arrest you on the spot. It's not rocket science. One thing that New York City is really good at is controlling and managing very large crowds, if you really want to do it. The police have said, Commissioner Bratton has said more than once, he defers to the political leadership on this. And to the extent that these local officials jump up and down and say, oh, we've got to have this, we've got to have this, but then don't take any responsibility and don't put any effort into actually trying to control this in a serious sort of a way, we end up with what we've seen last night, which is a tragedy.
Okay, New York One's Errol Lewis. Errol, thanks so much for joining us.